Hello and welcome to the replay with Ellen L for the week of December 12th.
We are back in the closet.
We're back. And we are back for a second week in a row, which we're really excited about.
We're really getting back into it.
Yeah, the flow right before our break.
Exactly.
But we're gonna definitely record next week. And we're going to explore remote recording options.
Oh my God.
For that
Christmas week.
Yes.
That holiday
while
week.
Out for the holiday. So.
And we have to record, frankly, because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot
right
going
now.
On. Yeah. The holiday season is not just busy for Santa.
It's giving gifts of all kinds from the NBA.
It's busy in the NBA. So it has been a busy week, and there's kind of been just, like, a whole host of things going on.
Yeah.
What are some of your hot takes? What's going on in the world of Ellie?
I mean,
an observation of the NBA.
I mean, one of the things I really enjoyed today that came out was Buddy Hield's article in the Players Tribune, which, again, we cannot say enough about the Players Tribune.
I love how when we were just talking about this, for those who want some insight into our really rigorous podcast prep process.
Which usually...
Say that three times fast.
Really podcast rigorous podcast process. Prep process.
Prep process. Anyway.
So we usually do it over West Side Market food.
Right.
For about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we have a Google Doc where we'll bounce ideas throughout the week, but then it's just like a rundown. And in the rundown, when you were like, the Players Tribune is back. You know what I mean? It's so true. After the, God, what was the thing where I did it last time where I signed up? I can't even, Paul Pierce?
Yeah.
His retirement, maybe?
Yes.
And then I signed up, like, for a newsletter, but because I have Google Inbox, it's gotten filtered into God knows where.
So you're not getting it. It's not in your main pipeline.
Not in my main pipeline. And I realized they don't have, like, everyday content. I mean, they must. They must have content every day. But they are, like, the outlet that every month post like one thing that kind of goes a bit viral.
Right.
And then you remember again
the greatness of the Players Tribune.
Yeah.
Isn't that the beauty of it? It's like it just keeps you wanting more. And then it pops back up and you're like,
keeps
oh,
you
yeah.
wanting more until I forget it doesn't exist.
Until I forget it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So Buddy Hield, I believe it was titled The Secret I Learned About Kobe.
From Kobe or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have it up on my... The Secret I Learned From Kobe.
Right.
By Buddy Hield. By the way, thank you, Players Tribune, for reminding me about Buddy Hield's existence.
That you love
and
Buddy
that
Hield.
I love him.
Yeah.
He plays for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Right.
How did I not know this?
I don't know.
What have I been doing with
at
my
time?
At
the Smoothie King Center.
I know. Which I was also... Yeah. I saw the Smoothie King Center
right.
in the flesh.
I know. I've been to games at the Smoothie King Center. My old assistant principal from when I used to teach in New Orleans, he's won the fourth quarter game dance competition at the Pelicans 18 times and counting.
18
He made
times.
Bleacher Report, and he's the school disciplinarian, and he's the one who expels kids, and he is a wild dancer at the Pelicans games at the Smoothie King Center.
Dude, I'm gonna pitch that to CBS. I'm gonna get his contact info from
you. Really should, because he's a magic man.
That's amazing.
He should actually be in Magic Mike, XXXL.
Going off the rails.
The third movie. Anyway, so Buddy's great. Buddy's amazing. What were your thoughts on Buddy's portrayal of Kobe in this article?
I mean, I knew he was a legend, and I knew, obviously, there are a lot of myths that
right.
surround legends, so...
they don't
just,
say the man, the myth, the legend, or nothing.
I just didn't know that. I hadn't heard many of these things, like...
What was your favorite?
For example, he goes, I also heard that in high school, Kobe used to make the bench guys on his team play him to 100.
I know.
Which sounds so painful and terrible.
Like, I don't get
Although
that.
Although I probably actually went fairly quickly.
Quickly, right? Because
right.
play him to 100, as you know, I didn't play basketball. That just means someone scores 100,
And, like,
right?
what if you, yeah, and what if you're, but what if you're playing ones and twos instead of twos and threes?
But
it's
still,
wild.
My assumption is Kobe won those, like, 100 to maybe, like, two.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm sure his high school team was got to 10.
So this one was definitely not as good as Buddy Hield's during the NCAA tournament last year, which was one of the more emotional things I've ever read.
Right.
But I did love the Kobe portrayal. It told me nothing I didn't already know or think about Kobe.
What about, did you know about the prank calling?
No, okay, you're right. I had no idea about the prank calling. And Ellie and I are really strongly considering a segment in which we live on air prank call some randos.
And
tweet us if you think that sounds fun.
Yeah, and we would, we would do it live. I'm a little nervous about us being able to, well, I guess if it's randos, I thought we might call people we know.
No, we should do randos.
Fine.
I don't know how we're going to get random numbers, but I have been doing some phone banking for various elections recently. It feels unethical to steal those numbers and then, you know, prank call them.
But if you have the call sheet lying around, right, let's just go for it. what do you think your hot take was for this week?
Oh, for the week? Well, I just want to close out one thing about
Kobe.
Well, first of all, Kobe, I think it reinforced exactly what I both kind of have never loved about Kobe, his like not being a great teammate, but then also have always really respected and loved about Kobe, which is it is just really impressive.
It's insane. The way Buddy describes his workout with him sounds so tedious and boring and painful. And, like, it's like you want to be able to be like, okay, I'm done with the shot. But I feel like Kobe's like, no, 50 more.
Right.
Sounds terrible.
Sometimes I think I need to hire someone like Kobe to be in my life. And every time I want to kind of, like, slack off a little bit, they just look at you like you are the world's
like,
worst human
like
being
a life
ever.
Coach. I think Kobe would be
Kobe
a phenomenal,
would be a
life,
phenomenal
coach.
Life coach.
Yeah.
Did
we should look into that.
We did post-career suggestions for Kobe, and I don't think we had life coach.
No, what did
we had
have?
Snake charmer.
Oh, snake charmer. That's right.
Snake charmer.
Well, I haven't, based on the game we're going to play... Yeah. Later, I think I may have found another career option for him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my favorite part of the article, though, you went to New Orleans for the first time a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I
first time
to
since
live...
I've been an adult.
Okay.
I was there when I was 11.
Oh, really?
So Bourbon Street really wasn't for me at that time, but, you know.
That's what you thought.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, Bourbon Street
and
is
now
for
it's
everyone.
Totally my thing.
But I used to live in New Orleans, and I love that city, and I loved Buddy Hield's description of it, and how he felt at home, because it really does just, like, exude this Caribbean culture in a way
totally.
That no other American city does, and I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And he said, what did he say? Oh, they've got great Caribbean food.
Great
Can
Caribbean
you
food.
Can you corroborate that?
Factual.
Okay, great.
Fact-checking, live on air.
Live on air. Yeah, that was a great article.
Yeah.
Another one of your favorites, though, did some big things on social media.
Yeah, well, so, as you all know, I'm a big Jayhawks fan, so I actually spent, the majority of last year rooting strongly against Buddy Hield.
Right.
In fact, stayed up to, like, 2 in the morning on the night that Kansas beat them in, like, quadruple overtime, cursing out Buddy Hield.
Was I here for that? I feel like I probably was.
I think we were texting live.
Yeah,
but,
per usual.
But a Kansas favorite of mine...
And frankly, a favorite of the podcast.
Becoming a favorite of all, I think.
I believe so.
Based on our recent adventure with him via Instagram Live, Joel Embiid. Has discovered, so backing up, Instagram with the new iOS update, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or just otherwise, I have no idea, created there's an update to Instagram.
Right.
One is the direct messaging of photos rather than commenting at people in them.
Which you and I are using.
I've been utilizing it every day, right?
Yes.
I used to be all about the comment, and I didn't really see.
But the direct message is so much better because it's just we can have a cleaner conversation,
right? And we can comment on it. The thing that I kind of liked about the commenting in it is nobody expected you to reply. It was just like, haha, I saw that.
Right.
But there is something really awesome about like we can have a full conversation about a funny picture.
Right.
And even, like, plan for the pod. Like, oh, we have to talk about this in the pod.
Exactly. It's a very effective tool for podcast planning. Everybody.
Yeah. All of these Silicon Valley people who invent things that you not only don't know you need, but you actively didn't want. Like, they made that a feature a while ago, and I actively didn't use it. When they would give me the option to send, I would click out of it and just comment.
Right, because it felt too personal.
Yeah, it was just annoying. I'm like, I don't want to have a conversation with every person I want to tag in a photo.
That's true.
Sometimes I just want to tag them.
True.
Anyway, so that's a feature. But the kind of big, hot, new feature is...
Instagram Live.
Instagram has become Periscope. Instagram Live.
It's bizarre, but...
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I'm afraid for how people will use it. For example,
yes.
What did we just do?
Okay, so last night I discovered I hadn't watched anyone's Instagram Live, and I'm sitting in bed very late, and Joelle is Instagramming live, and I was like, you know what?
AKA live streaming what he's doing at the moment.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna click.
Because why not?
And so I clicked, and he was rapping in his living room. Mm-hmm. Running around in circles, and I was like, haha, this is kind of funny. It's kind of annoying because he's really bad at rapping, and he's just kind of like saying things. I was about to click out, and then all of a sudden he goes, and in my head I was thinking, God, I hope he doesn't get himself in trouble. And then all of a sudden he goes, I am so high. And I was like, oh my God. And then he goes, on Shirley Temples. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus.
He was
Mary
like,
and Joseph.
I have had 6 Shirley Temples. And then he goes over to his bar and he picks up a thing of
grenadine?
No, first ginger ale, which is controversial. We talked about this on the Step Back email list today. I always made my Shirley Temples with Sprite.
Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
But some people did ginger ale.
I guess.
Is that regional?
I guess it's whatever resources you have available to you.
But this seems like he keeps a bar stocked, because he also had grenadine on hand. Like, have you ever had a Shirley Temple in your house?
No, but we grew up getting Shirley Temples. This is going to sound so terribly douchey when we'd go to the country club.
Oh.
But, like, I'm sorry, my dad likes to golf, but we would go, we, like, had dinner there, like, 3 times a year, and it'd be, like, a big deal, and we'd be like, can we have Shirley Temples, please? And then you'd have, like, 3, and you'd be like, oh my God.
I know.
Never
been
so hyper.
Has anyone in the history of Shirley Temples ever
had
one Shirley Temple?
No, you can't just have one.
Right? I wanted to go with Ellie tonight to TGI Fridays, and I might still go right on Union Square in New York City.
We're going to go after this?
No, because then I'll never go to sleep. To get Shirley Temples, because I feel like I used to get them. We weren't a family where you, like, were never allowed to have soda, but you certainly were never going to have, like, a Shirley Temple in my house.
Right, right. I mean, I would love to raise my children where they get a regular Shirley Temple in the house.
Especially because we have now learned more about how bad, like, red dye is for you. Ellie's just like, no, you know what? Screw it. But so, yeah, we'd get them out. And so I feel like I have memories of, like, you'd go to Applebee's or TGI Fridays and be like, Shirley Temple, yes!
Friendly's had them. And after Friendly's revamped their menu, they came in those huge glasses. Do you remember? And they would do... They
Girl,
had blue
I'm
ones
from Arizona.
Too.
We don't have Friendly's.
Wow. But you have Sunnybrook High School or whatever.
Sunny Slope.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's Instagramming live, and then
tonight
we go.
We just checked in.
Because you hadn't seen it.
No, I hadn't seen it, and I was, again, I was like, where did this new fascination, we knew about the Shirley Temple thing, but I didn't know where this new fascination with the Shirley Temple came from. So we checked back in just before the pod here, and He's being driven around somewhere.
Hopefully, God.
Yeah, he's not driving, it looks like. And he is just, again, like, live streaming. And he is literally hitting on this girl named Bianca.
Live.
Live. And asking her why she's, like, not giving him the time of day, basically.
Why? I'm pretty confident that Bianca just is a random commenter in his Instagram Live, but he must have, like, clicked her
because
he thought she was pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, then he spent, like, 5 minutes asking her why she was keeping him in the friend zone.
Yeah. And then we kept being like, hi, we're here. Shirley Temple.
And he wouldn't click.
And Allie was like, say hi to Ellie. Ellie's here. Say hi. Bianca isn't the one.
Yeah, Bianca's not the one. But right before we clicked on him, he had been a viewer of Chandler Parsons live.
Right.
And he asked Chandler Parsons during his Instagram live, are you a virgin? I think he's out of control.
Honestly, I think you brought up a great point that, like, is this somehow gonna backfire and get him in trouble?
Right. I would say that I trust the process. I don't trust the process on social media. You know what I mean?
And we need to get shirts that say, I trust the process, in parentheses, halfway.
Yeah, I trust the process, in parentheses, not online.
Right, exactly. Oh my God.
How much money would you pay to see Joel Embiid's direct messages?
Oh my God. I feel like I'd probably, I mean, I don't want to make any assumptions,
right,
but I think I would be very scandalized.
Right, my gut
and
is
have
he
to,
replies
like, go to church
to, like, all the girls who direct message him.
So why, again?
We actually haven't tried. Let's try.
I mean, let's take it slow. We just started commenting at him on Instagram Live, and maybe we got to give that a few more, like, college tries before
we
DM.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to direct message him after the podcast, but I'm not saying I'm not going to direct message him.
Could you please go to TGA Fridays by yourself, get yourself a Shirley Temple, and DM him a selfie
picture
of yourself?
Oh my God, that'd be so good. Inspired by.
I will pay
the process.
If you do that, I think everyone at the Step Back and here in this closet would be thrilled.
Wow.
Just a thought.
Okay. What else has been going on this week? You had a big night last night.
And a huge night. I had a huge night. It was, I'm still shaking a little bit.
I can't believe you've allowed me to be in the closet with you, even though it's my closet.
It's an honor to be here.
Thank you.
So last night for work, I was on the red carpet at the Sports Illustrated Awards.
You were.
Where LeBron was receiving his Sports Person of the Year.
Wait, but be clear about this. You were, it wasn't like you just got to go and you were, like, around the red carpet. Like, you were interviewing people.
I was asking questions, not on air, to be clear. I was behind the camera and I would hold out the microphone with my lanky arms.
Yeah.
And with Kareem, I'll tell you, that was pretty hard.
Okay, so give me the rundown.
Okay, so
who'd you interview?
I interviewed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
Right.
Kind of a big deal. Jim Brown, Michael Phelps and his wife.
Right. Oh, was Boomer there?
Boomer was not there, but I told her that I love Boomer.
Okay, great.
So now she knows. She was really nice.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I asked her if she got nervous when he swims, and she was like, no, not all the time. And I was like, yeah, because he's so fucking good, right? I said, like, ridiculous things. I told Kareem that Charlie Rose said he could beat him in one-on-one.
And what did Kareem say?
And Kareem, like, laughed and was like, pfft.
God, Elle, you just crushed it.
I crushed it. Except not one of the interview questions that I got on the red carpet was used in the final segment. But, it's okay.
That's lesson learned. Ask more outrageous questions.
I have to ask more outrageous questions. But I interviewed, so those guys, Jim Brown, football legend, Ashley Graham, the Sports Illustrated supermodel. She's one of them on the cover.
Yeah.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Wow, throwback.
I said to her, I was like, I used to run track and field. It's really painful.
I'm sure she was like, good story.
She was very nice.
Wait,
it was a little smoother than that.
Okay, so I need you to tell me, I need you to give me the full details.
About LeBron?
I read, first of all, I don't know if you've read it yet, but his SI Sportsman of the Year,
article.
First of all, the all white turtleneck, I think the turtleneck as an article of clothing is underrated, and I feel strongly about that.
I concur, and I think that I've subconsciously picked up on your love of turtlenecks and made it my own.
It's honestly my mom's love of turtlenecks that I think as a child I made fun of her a lot for, which I have done with many of her sartorial choices, and then picked them up, so I apologize, Mom. But, and...
She's got great style.
Then I started wearing them... myself, and I love them. I have, like, a freakishly long neck.
So do I. It's very helpful.
It's very helpful. You can wear them, like, well, and it covers your freakishly long neck.
And then I don't have to put bronzer on my neck, either. It's a win-win. Also, I don't know if you even planned this, but I did tweet out, Allie and I put out a holiday photo.
Right.
On Twitter, and I said, DM me if you want turtleneck, Rex. So... Right.
Well, that turtleneck wore as a joke at our Halloween party, I'd like you to know my mother will wear the entire month of December.
That turtleneck was a hot commodity.
Not ironically.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'm okay publicly shaming her for.
I got multiple comments.
She'll be very excited about showing everybody a picture.
Wonderful.
But, so I loved his turtleneck. I thought the like, look was very.
It was very suave.
It was very, like, inspired, and he just looked kind of angelic on the cover, you know?
Yeah. Did you notice that huge safety pin he had on his lapel?
No, I think it was sunglasses.
I thought it was a safety pin.
It's a great... I watched the video of the photo shoot. I'm glad you brought that up because I was like, why does he have sunglasses on a photo shoot cover and it's inside?
I don't know. I mean, the man does what he wants.
But the article, you have got to read it. It is so emotional. I was crying 3 different times while reading the article last night. I was literally like, first it tells this whole story about how sometimes he just goes for a cruise with Savannah, which doesn't mean like a fancy boat in the Caribbean with Chris Paul and Mello, but it means they go for a drive around Northeast Ohio once every 6 That's months so in the cute. Middle of the night when their kids are asleep. And That's they're, like, really with cute. A nanny to all the places where, like, he grew up poor to, like, remind himself of where he's at.
Stop it. I can't.
I know. And then there are all these, like, stories about how Kevin Love felt toward the end of the game. Oh, the whole thing about him bringing JR in obviously got me going emotionally. It was a lot.
I can't wait to read it.
So I need your full thoughts on whether or not LeBron and Savannah lived up to your wildest dreams.
I mean, they were... I was very close to them, and I literally screamed LeBron because we needed to get the interview, and he wasn't doing interviews, and I was like, that was me, like, reaching out, right. like, to the king and being like, please, please, and he just, like, the publicist, like, ran him away. They were stunning in person, and they carried themselves with a lot of class. It was disappointing, though, that so many of the other honorees stopped and talked to everybody, and they purposefully kind of got there late so that I think that wouldn't be an option, which was kind of annoying, but I mean, understood. Like, the way the media swarmed around him was, like, kind of unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is really annoying, though. I think my suggestion for the next time you do something like this...
Yeah, since I'm sure, again, no interview questions that I post were used.
You know, no. But for when we go to the All-Star game, I think, and this is both a good strategy and I think will be more effective, is don't care about LeBron.
Care about Savannah.
Because I think we're probably the only people who, in that situation, cared equally about Savannah.
I totally should.
As LeBron.
She looked great. And honestly, the publicist, like, kind of was ignoring Savannah.
Did you see, speaking of LeBron hanging. And Savannah, did you see LeBron Jr.'s half-court shot?
Mm-mm.
After the game... Last week, Savannah must have brought the kids to the game. I don't know who they were playing, but LeBron posted a bunch of pictures. One was a video of LeBron Jr., just, like, perfect half-court shot, like, at age 12, obviously.
I mean, if you're not practicing your half-court shot at age 12, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And then the other was his daughter with the mascot, and it was just, like, heartwarming and adorable.
That kid is adorable.
Anyway, so it was lovely. Who was your favorite? Was your favorite person you saw Kareem? He is, like, a hero of yours.
I mean, I was I was freaking out. He is so tall.
He is.
He is so tall, and he was so sweet. I asked him about, he was receiving the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award.
Right.
So I asked him, since they were good friends, you know, what does this award mean to you? And his answer was so lovely and thoughtful and like, well, you know, because he just passed away, this is very special to receive this. I'm in the first group to receive this award, and it means, like, the world to me. And I was like, you're perfect.
Kareem is a beautiful individual.
He is a wonderful human being.
He gives hope to all.
He really does. The other person that was fun to see, although we didn't get to interview, was Big Papi, David Ortiz.
Did he bring, like, all of his kids? Was that a thing I saw on the internet?
I don't know, but no, he brought his, like, wife or girlfriend or whoever that lady is with him.
Got it.
And there were also all the a bunch of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models, which was...
Was Chrissy there?
Hilarious. She was not.
Oh, okay, phew.
But...
If you saw Savannah and Chrissy Teigen in one night, we would not be friends anymore.
I mean, I probably would have, like, passed out and been in the hospital, honestly. It was a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Okay, so, one of your interviewees had a pretty important meeting today.
Indeed, he did. Jim Brown met with Donald Trump and Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis was also there last night. And
Ray Lewis met with Donald Trump today?
And Ray, yeah, with Jim Brown.
POTUS? Excuse me, please call him POTUS from now on.
POTUS.
Until January. POTUS.
POTUS. Yeah, so they met with POTUS at Trump Tower, and frankly, it was confusing because Jim Brown came out of it and said, I fell in love with him.
Right.
And I was like, what?
There's some stuff going on in Trump Tower recently. Kanye was there today.
What a day. Big day for Trump Tower, huh?
Big day for Trump Tower. And Bill Gates was there.
What I can say is I appreciate that all of these people are willing to meet with him and vice versa. I guess that's what I'll say.
Yeah, there's a broad swath. I mean, there's one thing that is pretty wild is I have now walked by Trump Tower a few times since the election.
Yes.
And there is a ton more security, but it still is like...
There's a functioning Starbucks
in there. Yes, there's a freaking Starbucks in there. I think...
Sure, business is not great. Thanks, Donald.
Right. I love my job. And I don't want to take a day off work. I'm not saying that. But I might just take a day off work, sit at the freaking Starbucks all day, and see Kanye West.
Dude.
Bill Gates. Donald Trump. Like, what?
That's a great idea. But do you think they'll, like, be monitoring us if we stay there too long?
I mean, I can drink a lot of coffee. We can just go, like, Rory Lorelai style, post up all day. coffee.
One cup number
coffee.
Five. Yeah. Keep it coming.
Hey, Kanye. Hi.
Wait, is Kanye blonde?
Yes, Kanye is blonde, yes. I'm glad you asked.
Well, I saw a meme.
Me too.
That, yeah, you were blonde too. Right. I saw a meme that was like, Trump was like, blondes have more fun.
Oh my God.
Isn't that right? And Kanye's like, you know it, bro.
Oh God. Trump has been meeting with a ton of people across many sectors, and we think he is... He's been appointing a ton of cabinet members.
Yeah,
so
there's been so much cabinet talk, and I guess he's really just, like, kind of starting to roll through the options. I don't know if Ray Lewis, Jim Brown, and Kanye are up for anything,
Kanye as an admin, that was something that was mentioned, but as a member of the administration. But, so, we played this game a while ago.
Yes. Our longtime listeners will be familiar with this game.
And we didn't play it with just NBA players. We played it kind of with celebrities in general. But effectively, it has never been more timely.
I don't think so.
And so the game is this. We say a cabinet position. Mm-hmm. And then we say, would you rather X person or Y person? So an example would be, I think, from our old game... Would you rather Kris Jenner or Ryan Seacrest be the Secretary of the Treasury?
Yes, and to which case you would say fuck no to either, but you have to make a choice.
You have to make a choice.
And I would say...
Trump has a lot of hard choices in the next few weeks, and we're helping him out, you know?
If I'm answering that truthfully.
Please answer that question, yeah.
Certainly do Kris Jenner. Although I know, both but of them C-Cast have made,
is the producer, right?
Both of them have made such a ton of money.
See, this is why I think people just don't give enough credit. This is a hard game. It's a hard game.
Some of these I took quite literally.
Okay, good.
So,
all right. My first one for you.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't decide if it should be Secretary of State or Department of Agriculture. You'll see why in a second. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to go with Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
Agriculture defined broadly. Luke Walton or Bill Walton?
Modern
recreational adult agriculture. Let's just put it that way.
I gotta go Bill. I gotta go seniority.
Right, okay.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
Did you see the video of Luke's ejection?
No.
Oh yeah, it was wild.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if he can survive a video like that in his confirmation hearing.
I would, Luke Walton, I would love, like, a Instagram Live or, like, a Snapchat.
Yeah, I feel like he's could date Luke
Walton. He's too legit.
I feel like that maybe would work.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. okay, so how about we do, all right, so the Department of the Treasury.
Yes.
Would you rather it be Draymond Money Green or Ooh. Penny Hardaway?
Wow, that is so literal.
I went really literal on a few of them.
I don't know that I would... Treasury is really important. And while I don't know a ton about Penny Hardaway's post-NBA career, I think Draymond is both busy right now and maybe doesn't have the right temperament.
The capacity?
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't know anything about... Draymond could be a genius for all I know, but I don't really know that
he's busy right now.
Kicking people in the mail area Fed won't, you know.
He might need to mellow out a little bit.
He needs to mellow out a little bit. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So I'm going with Penny.
Okay. I think that's the safe choice.
Okay. This one, the Department of Health and Human Services, largely because these two people have utilized a lot of healthcare over the course of their career.
Oh my god.
Derek Rose or Amari Stoudemire?
Oh wow. I think I gotta go with Amari Stoudemire because, he wears rec specs.
That's
based in fact, and
right.
I think...
Well, he probably cares a lot about eye health.
I think, exactly, and I don't think, I mean, Derrick Rose is a strong choice, but I think rec specs really takes that one.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, I want a Secretary of Health and Human Services who knows shit about art. And nobody knows it's art true. Like Amari.
It's true. He looks like, he kind of looks like a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that,
looks like a doctor.
On that similar note, I also am going to ask you who should be in charge of health and human services.
Okay.
And this is another really literal one. So is it going to be Dr. J or Doc Rivers?
Ooh. My favorite line from, this isn't true. I just love every line from Love and Basketball. But I love the line when she's like 7 and maybe 10, trying to insult him. Quincy about his dad, and she's like, the last time they won, Dr. J was a nurse. Anyway,
burn.
So I'm gonna have to go with Dr. J, mainly because the idea of listening to Doc Rivers in press conferences for like a significant period of time just feels really painful.
Well,
to
and
me.
Doc Rivers sounds like a smoker, like that's a doctor I wouldn't trust, you
I know.
Know.
But you don't have to be a doctor to be the... But I get what you're pointing.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going on the doctor.
I know, I like that.
Okay.
Secretary of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. Secretary of Defense. Draymond Green or Kawhi Leonard? This one's literal.
Yeah, that one, I mean, I know you just passed on Draymond, and I'm going to pass on Draymond again. I'm gonna go Kawhi.
Like, Draymond is not trustworthy. We're just sorry.
No, he's not.
Right.
Plus,
Kawhi still drives a, like, 97 Chevy Tahoe, which was my first car and the car I learned to drive on, so.
So, for that reason alone.
Hello.
No, and he's
people have voted
so,
for people
so
for
good.
Far less.
Yeah. It's so true. Yeah, and I love Kawhi Leonard. He's
I kind
just,
of
like,
do
so
too.
Endearing.
Yeah, he seems like a really lovely human being.
Okay, Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay.
Paul Pierce or Dirk Nowitzki?
Ooh, I love how literal these are. I'm going to be... It feels weird to me to have a German be the head of Veterans Affairs in America a little bit, so I'm going to go with Paul Pierce. I didn't
think about that.
But, you know...
He's basically American.
Right. It's not like you could never, but it feels...
All right, Paul Pierce, that's fair.
Feels
that's
a little
fair.
More authentic. Okay. Secretary of Homeland Security, Dikembe, or Anthony Davis? Their slogan could be, I'll block the border like I blocked the rim, no?
No.
Right.
Not today.
Right. Imagine him doing that.
And well, that, yeah. So I'm very torn because I love when he does that in that commercial.
Right.
And all the time. But if we're talking realistically, Homeland Security, we kind of need to instill fear. So I think we need the unibrow.
The brow.
Yeah, we need the brow.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Anthony Davis on that.
All right. I have one more. How many more do you have?
I could do one or two more.
Okay.
Let's see. I just, that's so many.
I could play this game like for the rest
I know,
of my life,
I know.
By the way.
So Department of Education.
Yes.
So obviously.
That's my last one too. Yes.
So we all know that women are smarter than men.
Yes.
So obviously we're going to put a woman in charge.
Oh, I like that.
So it's either going to be, and yes, I managed to get Nancy Lieberman into this podcast also. Nancy Lieberman or Doris Burke.
Definitely Nancy Lieberman. I don't like Doris Burke.
It's because she had a really bad outfit at the finals. Is that why?
Doris has, yeah. There's a lot about Doris that I really hate. Mainly Doris.
Including the name Doris.
Yeah, Doris, the name isn't great. Doris is a sideline interviewer, is not my fave. I'm pro woman, but I'm not pro Doris.
So Liebs, we'll put a Lieberman.
Okay, mine for Secretary of Education is bookworm LeBron James or high SAT scoring Kobe Bryant.
Damn.
And they both are like dedicated to the school of basketball as well.
Indeed they are. That's a really tough choice. My gut is saying Kobe for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Go with your gut.
Because I think LeBron, I think realistically...
Thinking through things like cabinet appointments is silly, Ellie.
I think LeBron will be in a higher office.
Oh, wow. Mm. I know. John Kasich, you better watch out.
Yo.
Based on this article that I read in Sports Illustrated, LeBron James is both obsessed with Ohio and, you know, the chosen son of the great state of Ohio.
Can I tell you, on the red carpet yesterday, I was looking at his rings, and I was trying to figure out if he was wearing the Ohio ring or not, and he was not. So I guess he just, like, takes it off maybe when he's not in Ohio.
Did you like Savannah's outfit in person? I liked it in photographs. And her hair was cool. It was like a low pony.
She was beautiful in person.
Yeah.
And she looked great. I didn't really, like, look at her dress because I was so concerned with trying to, like, get
him. I think it was a pantsuit.
Yeah, whatever it was. So clearly I wasn't like.
Did you ask her if she smokes? Because I really want to know.
Do you vape?
It's been keeping me up a lot.
Can I ask you one more?
One more, yeah.
Okay. Secretary of State.
Okay.
Dennis the Worm Rodman or Joel the Process Embiid?
Oh, God. Joel Embiid as Secretary of State would just be a raging disaster.
But, like.
I mean, if I'm being honest, though, Rodman went to a place. No American diplomat has been in. And it didn't go poorly. I mean, we have no idea what happened, but we're all still here. Well, we all live to tell about it.
I mean, Vice reported what they could, but...
Right. But we sent him into the belly of the beast,
and
he
came
out.
And he came out okay.
Right. All right.
So is that your final answer?
Dennis Rodman, final answer.
I had no idea until, like, an hour ago that his nickname was called The Worm.
Yeah, I probably...
I think I actually... Maybe
that,
I did. But, like,
I've blocked that
out. It kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, too. all right. Well, we hope you all keep up with the news, and we hope our choices, while Trump has chosen some already, maybe they won't get confirmed, and we've given him
a pretty strong list.
I
think he will, hopefully, he'll listen to this immediately and come up with some ideas. And you know what? I'll be happy if a few more NBA players end up at Trump Tower.
Yeah. God. Maybe they won't even fit through the door, though. Who knows?
Probably not.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye.